Welcome to Intuitive Astrology with Molly McCord. Thank you so much for joining me today as we take a look at the energies of Saturn in your natal astrology chart. Just like I've been doing with the other planets, we're going to voyage through all 12 astrological signs and talk a bit about what Saturn means for you in this lifetime. So we will cover that and hopefully give you greater insight into what you committed to at a physical level. Saturn is the energy of our physical reality, what we have to put energy towards, where we have to work, where we have to work with time and cycles, where we're also working with karma. Saturn is the energy of effort, experience, what you earn. You earn it by doing the work. You earn it by showing up, going through something that forms you, that creates you, and that also shows you what you can achieve. Saturn rewards hard work. It rewards where you've put in the time, energy, and effort, and it also shows you your own expertise. There's an element of Saturn that's about your own authority, the authority you committed to and what you decided to take on in this lifetime. Some of those commitments can be from unfinished areas of your soul's journey, and this is where karma comes up. Essentially, where you said, I'm going to finish this task in one lifetime, it was left unfinished. So now in this lifetime, you are tasked with finishing it and you must see it through. So Saturn ensures that we're showing up in a certain way in our lives. It assumes that we are ready to be mature, to take on the responsibilities, to look at our obligations and to see something through. However, Saturn also requires us to do something on our own terms, and this is where we can also feel alone. There can be solitude with Saturn. There can be a sense of, how do I figure this out? How do I put this together? And this is part of honoring your own authority, strengthening your own muscles in a certain area of your life. Saturn is also associated with authority figures, such as the father figure, also bosses, authorities in any area of your life, a professor, a teacher, a mentor, someone you look up to, someone that you have to be respectful towards, someone who has more experience in an area of life than you do. Saturn is also about how we respect ourselves in those dynamics. When we aren't the ones in charge, when we aren't the ones making the decisions, how can we maintain our own authority when dealing with those of different statures and different levels of responsibility? Saturn in your natal chart can show you more about your relationship with authority figures, as well as with your own father. Whether that is your biological father, a father figure, someone who was there for you in that capacity, or who was not there for you as a father. So this is the energy of where we also feel seen, where we feel valued, where we are recognized from someone who is older, who we respect, and how they view us. So there's a very interesting dialogue here that happens with Saturn in your natal chart. And because Saturn is associated with timing, the timing of our lives, the timing of events, and how we mature throughout our lives, Saturn shows us what we have the ability to achieve when we're older, when we've been through the maturing dynamics of Saturn. So Saturn takes between 28 to 30 years to go around the full zodiac. And so this means that in your life, you have what's called the Saturn return, around 28 to 30 years old, and then again around 58 to 60 years old, and then again 88 to 90 years old, give or take there. The Saturn returns are a place of maturity, responsibility, life changes. It's where you're ready to commit to something new going forward, where there can be endings of one way of life, endings of something, so you step into that next level of commitment. Obviously, this can be very different for every person and every individual, and it depends on whatever sign Saturn is in your chart is how you're maturing throughout your life. And every house that Saturn is in, that house placement is the environment of life where you are maturing and taking on greater responsibility as you age. There are other important turning points with Saturn, such as the Saturn opposition, the Saturn square, and of course there's the Saturn trines. Each of these is important in development, in growth, and in understanding more about your real world commitments, where you have to take responsibility, you have to do something, you have to see it through. And again, it's often on your own terms, where there's perhaps no one there to help you. There's no one there to support you. You're doing it on your own. Now, this is also why Saturn can be hard at times, can feel like challenges, can feel like a sense of giving up, because it will push you to your current limits and require more of you, require you to take on more, require you to show up in a more responsible fashion. But it's through these requirements and these commitments that Saturn rewards you. This is where you get the promotion. This is where you get something that comes through that stabilizes you. This is where you have a job well done. You have new things that show up that reward you for what you've put energy towards. Your time, energy, and effort pays off with Saturn. So yes, there can be more that you do without rewards at first, but then there's something that comes through that says, good job, you did it, you made it to this next level, you went higher, you went further, and this is what you've earned as a result. Planets in your natal chart that interact with Saturn are going to feel this energy throughout your whole life, specifically if Saturn interacts with any of your personal planets, Sun, Moon, Mercury, Venus, Mars. These are the energies that compose the personalized sense of self, and Saturn brings in this energy of maturity. Now, of course, it's going to depend if Saturn is conjunct, square, opposing, trine, sextile, whatever aspect Saturn makes to these personal planets is how you're going to feel this energy. And understanding more about Saturn in your chart is going to help you get to the heart of what you're here to accomplish, how you're here to grow, and where you're going to see the results from that time that you put in. So I'm going to go through all 12 astrological signs briefly. This is a big topic, and I do recommend getting a book on Saturn if you need more specifics, because there is a lot here around the energy of Saturn, but this is just going to show you some of the basics of what Saturn means in each astrological sign. And also, important to note that if Saturn is retrograde, which it is, about half of the year Saturn is retrograde, it means that you're working on a process internally first, that there's something you need to really see, because the retrograde planets are always about review, reprioritize, reconsider, and the Saturn energy means that you might need more time to sit with something. You might need more time to work through a problem or to understand what to do next. That retrograde energy brings the energy of Saturn to an internal place first before you move forward with those commitments and responsibilities and choices. So let's begin with Saturn in Aries. If you were born with Saturn in Aries, in this lifetime, you committed to knowing and understanding yourself throughout your whole life experience. There are things that you've had to understand. You've had to have these real world experiences that show you more of who you are. This is the area of personal development that perhaps you take very seriously. Saturn in Aries also brings your attention to your physical body, the responsibilities of your physical body, that you have to stick with something in order to see your body's results. I'm thinking of exercise. I'm thinking of anything where your physical self requires more care. Again, there's no shortcuts here with Saturn, so it's important to take a mature understanding of yourself. You're also looking at anything around your gut level feelings and reactions and how you can work with those feelings without suppressing them, such as your relationship with anger or frustration or impulsiveness, some of these lower Aries octave energies. Saturn is requiring maturity and honoring the process, honoring what you feel, and understanding that these are messages that you can work with, but to do so responsibly. Saturn in Taurus is the energy of responsibility around your life foundations and what you own. There can be an understanding here around money and finances that you've learned that you're really having to put into place, that you've had to earn every dollar. You've always had to put in the effort to get what you need. And this is where there's a soul commitment to provide stability for yourself on your own terms. Saturn in Taurus can also show you more about what you value in this lifetime, what really has meaning to you, and how that matures throughout your life. How there's parts of yourself that you are working with to stabilize your self-worth, to really look at what does it mean to love myself and how do I bring that energy into all areas of my life, so that I know I can always trust myself, that I'll be able to take care of myself on my own terms, that I'll be able to mature through these energies in this life, and that I'll always be able to do what I need to do no matter what happens. There's an energy here of self-sufficiency that becomes very key for Saturn in Taurus. Saturn in Gemini is understanding the power of your minds, the power of communications, the power of what you say, and understanding there is a lot of responsibility in how you work with your mind's energies. That at times it can feel like the mind wants to move too fast. There could be a heaviness in the mind. Sometimes that can show up as a depression or anxiety, being too much in the mind. But what the Saturn and Gemini energies are showing you is how to communicate in ways that support you, how to express yourself, how to ensure you have a strong, healthy throat chakra, how to do something that moves the energy out of the head, releases any of that tension or heaviness, and allows the energy to be free. And as you do this, it's like there's openings that happen with Saturn and Gemini that show you more of your gifts. So you do want to be aware of the power of your mind and what is showing up for you that you need to move through and release. This is about the expression of the mind's processes. As you work with this part of yourself, this is also where your gifts show up, where things become easier to you, even where you become a guide to others as you master your own mental processes. Saturn in Cancer can really go into how you experience your world, especially when you were younger. This is the family environment. This is your home. This is understanding what you need to feel safe in the world. And Saturn in Cancer may not have had a feel-good, fuzzy childhood. There may have been an absence of emotional support, an absence of a mother figure, an absence of something that felt good to you. Because in this lifetime, you had to earn it. You had to understand what home means to you. And this is your internal world, your emotional world, your physical world, anything that really helps you understand what you need to feel safe. Cancer is the energy of our hearts and what our hearts need. And it could be that you have different experiences of home, of family, of feelings that help you choose what is essential to you, what is stabilizing to you, what does home mean to you. Saturn in Cancer brings up these themes. It brings up these areas of your life and asks you to get very clear in what you need and then to honor that, to apply that, and to allow yourself to be your own experience of home and to build from there. Saturn in Leo is looking at your creative gifts, your self-expression, your artistic nature, and asking you to be very responsible with how you use these parts of yourself. It could be throughout your life you've been developing them. You've been trying different things. You've been exploring them. Saturn in Leo is looking at your sense of self and how you're taking responsibility for how you show up in the world. And there could be times when you don't want to show up, when you're afraid to share your gifts, or you don't know how to do something in a way that really honors yourself, The maturity here is to keep going with where you feel powerful, what feels true for you, what resonates with you. And the Saturn in Leo develops its sense of self, its strength, and its confidence throughout life. And so you are here to really understand your own unique nature, your own unique spark, and that Saturn in Leo energy isn't going to be something that comes easily, but you can have fun exploring it. You can have fun going through these different areas of self-knowledge, but to make sure that you're balancing the heart and the ego, because the lower expressions of Leo will be very much stuck in its own internal world. But the higher expressions of Leo come from the heart, come from shining, come from feeling good about yourself in a way that really fortifies your self-confidence. So Saturn in Leo is developing self-confidence throughout its life, the confidence to be itself, the confidence to express itself, and to understand that you can do things on your own terms. Saturn in Virgo is where you must work to establish healthy daily practices, including your physical body's needs, your daily routines, and also your work life. There can be a focus here on figuring out what you're good at, what you want to do every day, what feels satisfying, and what contributes to a bigger purpose or feels of service to you. Saturn brings up areas of your Virgo energies that require your consistency, that require your attention and your responsibility, and also shows you how you can develop and streamline these energies throughout your life. You could have a fluctuation in a sense of purpose or in your work life. There could be a sense that you're trying to figure out more about your daily talents, that it requires trial and error, that you are an apprentice for a while to determine if something is true for you, if it resonates, if you want to keep pursuing the path. But after you put in that energy of learning, understanding, mastering something, the Saturn energy rewards you by understanding what is important, where you can apply your energy on a daily basis, and what is useful. Saturn in Libra pertains to the energies you share with other people, and this brings up relationships as an area of maturity and growth. It could be that the Libra energies here are more conservative. You hold back. You aren't sure what to share or how to share. There can be lessons in relationships, in partnerships, in cooperation around what is equal. How are you showing up and how is the other individual showing up? How are you exchanging energies? There is support here for being able to talk things through. Saturn provides maturity to the Libra energies of connection, and it could be that throughout your life, you are relating to people from a more mature standpoint. There also could be significance here in having relationships with older people, older individuals, as if you feel that you relate to them better, more so than perhaps someone who is younger. Saturn in Libra can bring about more fulfilling relationships when you use your discernment and you're truly aware of the energies you're putting towards other people and the energies that they're putting towards you. Saturn in Scorpio brings about lessons with sharing, intimacy, how you relate to other people from a vulnerable place, the energies that you share with others that can even bring up your fears around trust. Saturn in Scorpio is learning how to trust oneself in order to trust others, and that there is a responsibility here. There is a sense of how can you hold back or refrain from anything that feels powerless. And there can be lessons around power, control, obsession, sexuality, intimacy, any kinds of underlining addictions. Saturn in Scorpio brings your focus to these parts of your life and asks you to make very intentional choices. Saturn requires responsibility in all areas of life, and the Scorpio dynamic is one of emotional expression, and becoming aware of yourself, aware of your fears, aware of what's operating below the surface so that you can be mature and responsible with these parts of yourself. So Saturn in Scorpio is maturing through emotional experiences to understand your energy and to make sure that you're not feeling a victim powerlessness theme that then results in power games or control dynamics. There can also be lessons here around money and properties, obligations, contracts that you share with other people. And so this is a lifetime to really be responsible around what you commit to, what obligations you sign up for, because you're energetically needing to ensure that you are not trying to get out of those prematurely, that you're seeing things through. Saturn in Sagittarius is where you are being very mindful around what you believe in this lifetime. There is an energy here of looking at different belief systems, whether those are cultural, whether those are religion or spiritual pursuits. Something that has formed you, has created an understanding of the world, is something that you are being held responsible for in this lifetime. And you're asking yourself to stay in a place of continuing to learn, understand more of who you are. And as you age, as you mature, you could have evolving belief systems about the world, about yourself, about the higher understandings. There can be an understanding as well that perhaps what you thought was true for you is no longer your truth in this lifetime. This is where there can be karma from other lifetimes around belief systems, around religion, and you're being asked to understand what is correct for me right now, what is correct for me in this lifetime, and understanding that it doesn't mean that it has to be correct for anyone else. The energy of judgment can be big with Saturn in Sagittarius, whether that's judgment you learned from family, from peers, from growing up, but also looking at the energy of judgment and how that has governed your life, perhaps feeling like you've had to walk a certain path, stay in line, you had to do things a certain way. And in this lifetime, you're being asked to really determine for yourself what your truth is and to hold yourself to that level of integrity and self-respect. Saturn in Capricorn is the energy of what you're here to build, develop, and commit to throughout your life. And this typically shows up in a career or profession. It shows up in your commitments to the world, how you show up in the world, and what you're here to be in charge of. Capricorn is the CEO, the authority figure, the mentor, the one who has experience, but that must use it wisely and must use it in the correct manner. So Saturn in Capricorn can bring up your relationships with other authority figures, whether they were good mentors, they showed you this level of maturity, this level of integrity, or you really had to develop it on your own through trial and error. There's been a lot of energy put towards your professional standing, your career, your public status, your goals in life. And there's a seriousness here. Saturn in Capricorn is serious about life. It is ambitious. It wants to have some results for what it achieves. This energy is where you have a sense of purpose. And it could be that you're trying to figure that out throughout your life. But once that locks into gear, you know exactly where you're going. You know what matters to you and what you want to do for the long term. So there is a maturity with this energy. There's a sense of not wanting to take big risks, wanting to stay a certain path, but wanting one's efforts to be fruitful, to pay off in some manner, and to achieve the goals that you're here to experience in this lifetime. Saturn in Aquarius is where there is an energy of responsibility and perhaps even obligations or commitments to group environments. This can begin in one's life as being aware of other people. It can also be where you feel ostracized or you feel like you're an outcast. Aquarius energy is of the individual and of the group. And Saturn in Aquarius places your effort on the bigger dynamics, the bigger systems of people, of relationships, of the world at large, what the vision is in your lifetime, what the bigger sense of self wants to experience and contribute to. So Saturn brings up the how are you going to participate? How are you going to show up? What types of groups or individuals resonate with you? Where do you want to apply your effort and put in some level of commitment? Saturn in Aquarius has perhaps the ability to see into the future, to understand where things are going, and to also want to be responsible with one's time, with one's energy, with one's effort in getting there. Saturn in Aquarius is also aware of other people around them, the groups, the networks, the meetings, the tribes. There's a sense of how is this working with people at large? And so you can develop the ability to manage people well, to manage systems, to manage multiple things in motion. There can be a skill set here of being able to see where the whole is going. And this is how Saturn in Aquarius can be good at orchestrating complex systems, putting them into form, giving them something tangible, and really showing people a way forward. Saturn in Pisces is the energy of karma, letting go, and completion. And there could be themes in your life around how do I stay detached? How do I let things go? What is the best use of my energy so that I can stay in the energetics or the spiritual wisdom of a situation without carrying the burden or the responsibility? Saturn can feel a little bit lost in Pisces, where it looks to be grounded, it looks to understand, but it needs time away to have that knowingness. This is also the hermit energy, where you could just require more time to yourself in order to understand things, to tap into how you're feeling, and to look at what is essential within a situation, within an experience, within a relationship. Saturn in Pisces is searching for healthy ways to understand one's existence, to understand one's spiritual lessons, or one's healing. And it could be that your life requires you to look in many different areas for the spiritual knowledge. It could be, too, that you're developing more ways of feeling loved, unconditional love, self-forgiveness, and even honoring yourself through multiple lifetimes of experiences. Because this is an energy of completion, you could have karmic lessons or things that come up that are energetically looking to be resolved in this lifetime, even if you don't fully understand the origin of the energy or where the story began. There is a responsibility here to your own spiritual growth, to forgiveness, and to being detached from your human reality, meaning how can you step away from some things and be able to just trust the bigger picture? And that's one of the things that Saturn in Pisces is developing and maturing throughout this lifetime. So I realized this was a quick rundown of these energies. And as I mentioned, you may want to get a book on Saturn to dive into more of the specifics of each astrological sign, as well as the house placement in your chart. Saturn requires energy and effort, and it is an area that will bring about rewards. So even when it gets tough or challenging, even when you feel discouraged, depressed, wondering if anything is going to pay off, there can be the energy of things feeling futile with Saturn. Like I put in all this time and all this, these years and all this effort, and I'm not seeing much. There's more that's happening for you. And of course, that will depend on your own unique natal astrology chart. So know that Saturn is where we are truly in our physical reality. We're really here to contribute to the real world. You're meant to have tangible developments and results. And this is where you'll also experience the payoffs for a job well done. On my YouTube channel, there is a playlist called Significant Astrology Transits in Your Lifetime. And there are 6 videos that go through the different decades or time periods of our lives. And in these videos, I talk about the key times when Saturn transits are happening in your life. So, for example, in one video about being in your 20s. It talks about the Saturn transits we all experience in our 20s. Then what happens in your 30s, your 40s, 50s, and so on. These videos can help you understand more of the key Saturn transits in your life and other transits that are happening with the other outer planets, including Uranus, Neptune, Pluto, Chiron, and Jupiter. So please check out my playlists on YouTube. Lots of videos there, lots of ways to learn more about your astrology chart and your own energies. And I hope this helps you piece together more of what you agreed to in this lifetime. Thank you so much for joining me for this podcast episode. As always, I'll be back every Monday and Wednesday for a new podcast episode. You can find out more about me at mollymccord.online, which is where I have a number of astrology programs and classes. And you can also discover more about my 10 books over at consciouscoolchic.com. or also wherever books are sold online, including Amazon, Barnes & Noble, Kobo, etc. Thank you so much for joining me, and I look forward to connecting with you again through another astrology topic soon.